There will not be a woman on the currency after all. There will be eight. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Treasury Secretary has finally ended the speculation. The first woman since 1896 to get a starring role on U.S. paper currency will be on the 20.
Having a woman on the 20 was really important, and I think Harriet Tubman will tell a powerful story.
Harriet Tubman was born a slave in Maryland in about 1822, escaped to Canada as a young woman thanks to the Underground Railroad, and then helped smuggle others to freedom until the Civil War broke out when she organized a network of spies for the Union. Andrew Jackson will still cling to the back of the bill, even though, being that he was a slave owner and also authorized driving out the Indians along the Trail of Tears, some people wanted him banished from the 20 entirely. Alexander Hamilton remains the star of the 10, but no fewer than five women will be upstaging him on the back. Suffragettes Lucretia Mott, Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Alice Paul, who in 1913 led a women's march on the U.S. Treasury where a mob attacked them. And finally, Lincoln stays on the front of the $5 bill, but on the back, Martin Luther King and two women, opera star Marian Anderson and First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who in 1939 arranged for Anderson to sing at the Lincoln Memorial when the theaters wouldn't have her. So come 2020, when you find yourself pining for the good old days in America, you can just check your wallet and snap yourself out of it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.